The band Was Not Was began 30 years ago in Detroit. They had a couple of dance hits in the 80s, but have been dormant since 1993. Now the group has a new album called Boo. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the group's mixture of R&B dance music and convoluted wordplay is as intriguing as ever.
Twins from Washington, D.C. One of them wore the American flag, the other sang Land of the Free. We, well, I'm not that patriotic, but the sisters really didn't seem to mind. When the sun rose the following morning,
that cut, called Semi-Interesting Week, is typical Was Not Was music. A funky melody with lyrics that don't quite match the mood of the music. On that song, the narrator muses about patriotism and boredom. Elsewhere, a song called It's a Miracle sounds like a lush Philly soul ballad. It includes a verse about a woman who falls in love with a convicted man in prison. Even the album's first single, the irresistible song called Crazy Water, makes a mystery out of exactly what the band means by the words crazy water.
And I desert a town at the corner of Main and Third. There's nothing moving, not a butterfly, no bird. Used to be some action here. Motel and movie stars, but it's been like Judgment Day. Trains and planes and fancy cars. Well, Senator's son and the president's daughter all came to town for that crazy water. Senator's son and the president's daughter all came to town for that.
The masterminds behind Was Not Was are the so-called brothers Don and David Was. But Don Was is really Don Fagenson, who produced Bonnie Raitt's best-selling album Nick of Time, as well as albums for Bob Dylan, The Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, and many others. David Was is really David Weiss, a former jazz critic. Working with R&B vocalists Sweet Pea Atkinson and Sir Harry Bowens, they perfected a mixture of dance rhythms, soul music, and Dada poetry. At least once on every album, David Was takes the microphone himself to deliver an especially opaque, funny, vaguely menacing screed. On this album, he does it on a track called Needle Tooth.
SOS, SOS to Needle Tooth, your presence is requested. Back when I ate cactus pie, they called me Needle Tooth. I needles, the cops would say, your tops, pal. Thanks, boys. Soon, my Muffet Mom, too. Ciao, baby. Ever heard of Christopher Columbus? Ever heard of Fire Town? Ever been to a seance? Does the year 4011 ring a bell?
Needle Tooth special tonight at 7. Lights, action, camera.
It's pretty obvious that as funky as these guys get, you're never going to mistake a Was Not Was recording for a Kanye West or a Justin Timberlake album. The other standard characteristic of Was Not Was collections is a guest star turn by a highly unlikely collaborator. In the past, Was Not Was songs have been warbled by everyone from Mel Torme to Ozzy Osbourne. On the new album, they somehow corralled Kris Kristofferson to declaim the composition called Green Pills in the Dresser.
Green pills in the dresser. Gray clouds in the sky. Prisoners on the rampage. It's Christmas in July. fly paper headlines. The prince is in a fix. The midgets are unruly. And the rivers turn to bricks.
As assiduously oddball as Was Not Was strives to be, they also seem incapable of not filling the majority of their albums with music that would sound great on TV or the radio. Was Not Was is in the midst of its first tour since reforming, and advance reports are that they throw a wild party. If you go, keep an ear out for their mashup of Donovan and Curtis Mayfield. Its title, of course, is Sunshine Superfly.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Boo by Was Not Was. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineers are Audrey Bentham and Bob Purdy. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.